Hello, and welcome to The Happiest of Hours, presented by Mox & Cox. This podcast is part of our journey to share experiences in the world where drinkers, alcohol-free folks, and the sober curious can coexist. We started our mission to create a space where everyone gets to have the same experience, regardless of what's in their glass, to show people it's okay to go out into the world, to the same events, and have the same great time.
We know how that looks different for everyone. Everyone is different. We just want to stop making it weird.
I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And we're Mox & Cox. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
You should have seen us light up like Christmas trees when we decided we were going to record today and the mics came out and it was like,
oh my God, it feels good.
It feels real good to be back.
It's so good.
We probably love it for different reasons. I, Katie, love it because I like to hear myself talk.
I spend a great deal
Bridget
of my time.
Bridget also loves it because she loves to hear me talk.
But enough about me. Let's talk about you. How do you feel about me? I do spend a great deal of my time, I think, listening to myself talk anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So
I mean, we all do.
Yeah. It's fine. I don't know. I love it, though.
There was a time that I used to care about what my voice sounded like. I think most people don't like what their voice sounds like to themselves. Mm-hmm. Now I don't give a fuck.
Well, it's actually super funny. So there's a weird transition that happens when you do this.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you don't.
Or when you turn 40.
Okay. But I didn't turn 40 yet.
Oh, right.
So
right. That maybe 35.
So that can't be it.
So you still care about your voice.
No, that's what I don't. No, that's the crazy part. And I think when we first started this. When we first started
when we first started all of it, oh, yeah.
There was like this self-conscious aspect of it. And you lose that somewhere along the way really rapidly.
Yeah.
And you don't notice when it happens. But it is so funny to me because I do the editing on these.
Oh.
So I literally have to go back and listen to us over and over mm-hmm. and over again. And at no point does that register.
I really just listen to the podcast in my car for enjoyment.
I like when it makes me laugh later, and I really like when somebody sets it up, and I was like, I will make the same joke in my head. And I'm like, I fucking crushed it.
Or yeah, like the same exact facial reaction happens the second time. It really means that you're just being very authentic.
I really meant it the first time.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, it cracks me up though. Like it really, you make the second time around. You make the same joke. You're like, that was it.
Yeah.
It landed.
That landed.
It landed.
Or maybe, maybe it didn't.
Yeah, but those
I do give you a lot of power to edit this
yeah.
without my input.
Well, my favorite part
it's
about
a real
it
trust
is,
thing.
Oh, God, yeah. My favorite part about that, though, is not only do you have the real trust in the editing part of it, but you don't even listen to it before you
oh, no.
put it on Mm-mm. online.
Oh, I can't.
Like you download that fucker and you're like,
hey,
let it ride.
No whammies.
What could go wrong? No whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
Well, welcome. We are Mox & Cox. I am Katie, the Mock to the Mox & Cox. I no longer drink alcohol. I have been sober for almost 2 years. Which is insane to think about. We started Mox & Cox in a fit of humor.
On a whim.
On a whim. A year ago.
Yeah, we just had our 1 year anniversary. Real quick, I'm going to jump in. Hey.
Hey, Bridget.
Hi. Hey, I'm here too. Just wanted to say hey while she was taking a drink. Anyway, I'm Bridget.
Coffee.
Oh. To be clear, it's coffee. She doesn't drink anymore. That's why we started. I'm Bridget. I'm the cock of Mox & Cox, and I do still imbibe. But we had started this in a fit of humor and on a whim when Katie stopped drinking to show the world that we can still have the same great time regardless of what's in our glass. And so now we have Katie's favorite new tagline, We're just two Wisconsin gals trying to make not drinking not weird.
And, it is my favorite.
Right. But we're doing, I think we're doing.
Bridget doesn't like the word gals.
I don't think know it's great. Why.
I think it's great. I think it's very approachable.
Anyway, we started this almost exactly a year ago to show people in the world that it can be really, really easy.
Yes.
To continue doing what you had been doing sans alcohol. And it has been a fucking trip.
Such a trip of a year.
It has been a fucking trip.
If we want to do a little year in review.
Yeah.
I think we could do that.
A little bit of a year in review and then tell them what we're up to.
Sure.
Where we've been.
Where we've been, what we've been up to, who we've been with.
Or not.
So, like I said, 2 years ago, I quit drinking. It was a lifestyle choice for me. I was just imbibing a little bit too much. It was affecting
lots of different aspects of your life.
Yeah. I mean, in the wheel of life, every single pie shape was affected by alcohol for me. And we talk a little bit in past episodes about the black and white of life. And I'm a very black and white person, so it's just easier for me to say no than it is for me to say maybe or a few or whatever. So I just don't drink at all anymore. I have embraced sober life and I love it. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to be included in things, that I don't want to be at a bar, that I don't want to drink good things along with other people, and I don't like to be left out of the tribe. I mean, in a very honest way.
Absolutely.
So in the last year, in a real quick recap, we decided on a Thursday morning to start Mox and Cox in about 44 minutes. An Instagram handle and a website domain name were secured. The idea was that we were going to go around to local establishments and review mocktail menus in the Madison area. That led into live feeds from Madison, Wisconsin, I should claim, mm-hmm. because we've got some people from not Wisconsin here. Madison, and if you can't tell by our accents.
What?
What?
Or what now?
Wisconsin.
Go on.
So we started our live feeds. We were doing that weekly. That was a lot.
It was also weirdly expensive.
Yeah. By the way, we weren't making any money.
No.
So yeah, we were deciding to go on a date every week.
We weren't making any money and yet spending $400 a month.
Which easily,
which mm-hmm. which was an aggressive choice.
Yes.
For people not currently making any money yet. But one of my favorite phrases, and Katie's, is you got to spend money to make money.
Yeah, right. So after the, well, in addition to the lives, we did a lot of reviews mm-hmm. of surrounding area mm-hmm. restaurants that were just doing it well.
Started developing recipes and throwing those up on our website, made a recipe book, and then we started subscription boxes.
We did.
And those have been a blast.
Yeah. We just put the July one together.
They're so good.
It's a good one. It's really a margarita funny. One. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really funny, though. Every month, I'm like, oh, my God, this is such a great box. Oh, my God, this is such a great box. Mm-hmm. And every month, we're right. But
just ask us.
But this one especially, I think, oh my God, this is amazing. But I'm already irrationally excited about August box. I don't even know all the drinks that are in it yet. We know some of them, but the other products that are coming in it are just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I love that for people.
So the Mox and Cox box has become a subscription box for non-alcoholic products and bar tools and some fun mm-hmm. glassware.
Mm-hmm. We do them every month for subscribers, but we also do one-offs. But our biggest seller by far is the Mama Box.
Ugh,
and
which
it is
so good.
And we make the most of those, but they make us so irrationally happy.
Right. Because moms are a population / demographic that you get pregnant and you immediately have to stop drinking.
Correct.
Like you piss on a stick and are sober.
Right. But what's funny about that is like everybody for, you know, like the showers and the parties and everything, for some reason they forget about her.
I don't think they forget. They just don't care.
Yeah, that could be it.
I mean, I got the drunkest at baby showers, arguably.
Oh, same. We actually left a baby shower, me and a bunch of my cousins and family, and left it and
I saw the video of that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I saw some Snapchats of that particular baby shower that was at 1909. And you know, mom just had to go home by herself. Nobody got her a Mox and Cox box. They didn't exist yet. That wasn't born. But poor mom just went home by herself while everybody just continued to jam.
I mean, like,
I saw videos
ripping shots out of like handles.
Like four in the afternoon.
It was not a great scene.
It wasn't a great Monday.
Because that was a Sunday.
Yes, of course, because all baby showers are on Sundays. So think about the moms in the baby shower realm. When you go to a baby shower, it might be nice if you take a Mox and Cox box so she can go home and maybe rip some shots out of a non-alcoholic wine bottle, I guess.
Anyway,
we digress. Anyway, the Mox and Cox box is fun. After the Mox and Cox box, we decided, let's start a podcast.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
That is obviously the logical next step in the chaos that is what we do.
Yep. Yeah.
And, so, you know, with obviously, like we are, a whole lot of planning.
Yeah, right. Well, we did 6 episodes before we launched.
That's true.
At 11:50 on December 31st.
Yeah, it was a hell of a New Year's Eve for us.
Yeah.
As we are.
We did ring it in.
We did.
Uh-huh. We launched it.
The fact that we were both still awake was also impressive. Mm-hmm. Mostly for Katie.
And sober.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, because we were doing this.
Because we were working. Yeah.
At midnight.
And what's great, though, because that was our first, like, let's not learn anything about it. Let's just figure it out that day.
Let's fucking go. Get on or get hit.
That is what we did. And by the way, that was only 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Which feels like 3 years 100%. For some reason.
Yeah. It has been both the fastest and longest year of all time.
I don't know how we got to August.
I don't either.
But here we are. So much has happened since August.
Yeah.
Which will explain our absence a little bit.
It will. Yeah. We definitely took a hiatus here in the last couple of months because life got lifey.
Life gets lifey.
It started when my dog of almost 15 years passed away and I needed the time. And that sort of kind of it spiraled into a super busy part of my bacon job, my day job.
We call it a bacon job because
somebody has to bring home the bacon.
Bridget has to bring home the bacon for Mox and Cox.
so we can go out to dinner, obviously. But it did. Life got lifey. I lost Cal. We moved into the super busy season there. And then Katie also lifed up. And made a super.
Oh, I love that.
Super big change as well, that took up kind of a lot of bandwidth.
So much.
Yeah. Do you want to dive into a little bit of what that is?
Sure. I think we did announce it on our last podcast. I have owned a wine bar, 1909 in Cross Plains, since July of 2019, and we recently sold it. And it's been an interesting path. The decision was made to sell earlier this year. We were able to put together a deal with one of our staff members, Cassie, who we've mentioned many, many times on this podcast. She's a doll of a human being. We love her. And her husband bought it from my husband and I. And they are now running it. We closed on July 11th. They're killing it as we expected that they would. It was a great transition for everyone. It worked out for everyone in all the ways that we thought it would work out. Does that come with some emotional baggage? Absolutely, that I've been working through. The location that we were recording in, that we were doing a lot of the Moxicox work in, but also my home base office has been moved, which means that we are now sitting. We are literally sitting in my new office that has a drywall desk sitting on two file cabinets. There's plastic hanging right now because they are about to spray and texture and paint my office.
A few holes in the ceilings.
Some holes in the ceilings.
Amazing.
It's really amazing, and it's going to be amazing. It's just, I don't love to live in limbo, and we're living in limbo.
It's that black and white for her.
It is. It's a tough gray area for me.
We're working on that magic happening there.
Yeah, it's coming. I am sitting with my emotions. That's new for me in the last 2 years. I've gotten pretty good at it. It helps I have alpacas to sit with. Prince Richard and Little Wayne are our new alpacas, and they have been great support animals for me. I'm ready to take them on a plane.
Nobody else on the plane is ready for the pacas, but
it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. I saw a peacock one. It's fine.
It's been a ride for the last few months for both of us. Mm-hmm. I think part of what we could get into today is sort of navigating all those emotions without the beauty of numbing it. I've had to do that a lot. I'll be real honest here, and I haven't told anybody else this, so I'll tell our tens of followers. The other day was the first day that I considered having a drink.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was like, I felt like Humpty Dumpty. I was very broken on the ground. And no king's horses and no king's men are coming to pick me up. I have to do this shit on my own.
We did talk about that.
It was a fleeting moment. I did not act on it. It was a very fleeting moment, but I had a temptation, and it was weird because I really haven't had it. I definitely, like, earlier in the first couple of months, for sure, but this is still, I mean, I'm almost 2 years out, and I love my sober life. Yeah. And for me to, like, even think about it, it was very disconcerting.
So what did you do?
Nothing. I mean, I drank a bunch of water. I went for a walk.
Okay.
Like, I have a really amazing toolbox of things that, like, if something comes up like that, which mm-hmm. it hasn't really, but when I have, like, deep emotions mm-hmm. or stuff that kind of niggles its way out, mm-hmm. I have some really great tools. One of them is definitely a non-alcoholic option.
Yep.
Because that's way better than an alcoholic options for me. I didn't imbibe. I didn't go into, I have like an amazing, joyous, sparkling rosé in my fridge. I didn't open it. I went for a walk. I listened to another podcast I love. And like, it was really just like a fleeting moment. Mm-hmm. But it was like one of those things that I was like, oh shit, that is weird that came
happen.
Up. Yeah, it hasn't really happened.
But
so.
It happens for a lot of people.
And
so to find out that it happens.
Yeah.
Like that's I think it's one of those to let people know.
Yeah, it happens this far out, mm-hmm. even though on 100 different levels, I'm so much happier. Mm-hmm. It's so much better for me. It's still like.
Because
she's a tricky little witch.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It is. And it was hard. Such a habit. For me to have like any kind of emotion and then immediately turn to that mm-hmm. because it just like erased the emotion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it made it come back 1,000 times worse in the morning, but it did like subtract the emotion immediately. Mm-hmm. And so to have to sit with it and like ride the wave of it, it's to be honest, just fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
these goddamn emotions are kind of annoying.
Just kind of sucks sometimes. Mm-hmm. But in addition to, yeah, you've got your toolbox. Can you sort of describe a little bit more about what is in the toolbox aside from, yes, you have a non-alcoholic beer, or you have a non-alcoholic wine, or any sort of non-alcoholic options? What else is in your toolbox that folks could kind of turn to? Because this is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, and this happens to everyone.
And I think this is more like, alcohol is one of the things that people turn to, but there's lots of other things that people turn to.
Sure.
Right. Like retail shopping, yeah. Yep. You know, like I think that these tools work for a lot of facets. So
in the same way that people emotionally eat,
for sure,
or things like that. Like, there is absolutely, this is not a one size, or, you know, a one trick pony. This is for a whole host of, if you are stuck in some sort of
loop.
Yeah. Rut of some sort. How do you get out of it?
Nobody's going to like this answer.
There's also, this isn't a magic cure all, and we wouldn't purport to say that we had it.
No,
but I'm just curious.
These are the things that work for me.
Yeah. I'm just curious what works for you in getting out of it.
The unfortunate thing is, everything that works for me are all the things I rolled my eyes at for fucking years. I mean,
get outside, move
meditation,
your body.
Get into nature, breathe, yoga, walking, podcasts, music. I mean, like, all the things that I used to roll my eyes at, like, oh, those rules don't apply to me. That, like, I'm special. I am not special.
No, you totally are. Just not about any of
just
that.
Just not about self-care. Really, all the things in my toolbox are the things that I just annoyingly whined at. Mm-hmm. Really, like, taking a breath before you reach for the fridge, mm-hmm. before you go into the pantry, mm-hmm. Counting to 5, counting to 10, taking a walk. I mean, all of these things that all the people have said work for all the years, they work.
Yeah.
It's annoying, mm-hmm. but they do.
Yeah.
So, aside from the non-alcoholic stuff, like, immediately I could tell that I was in a funk. I think part of it is my routine has been disrupted. My routine of going to my office. Now I'm going to a different office. I'm surrounded by a lot more people, where I was very much in solitude over there during the day. My environment is very chaotic right now, sort of everywhere. Like, if you looked around my office right now, I wouldn't even call it an office. It's like part jungle, part storage room.
Part construction zone, part. I mean, and I think that you would probably also agree. There's a real shift in being surrounded by people and that sort of stimulation all day that is not necessarily conducive to who all people are as people.
Yes. And when I was drinking, I thought I was an extrovert, right? Like, I wanted to be the first one at the party, the last one at the party. You know, people fed me. And I still am definitely fed by people and that energy. But I have become much more, I'm a very introverted extrovert. And I have really found enjoyment in being alone, in reading books, in listening to podcasts and audiobooks, on taking a walk by myself. That's surprising to me. So now, to be surrounded by people, and when I say surrounded by people, my office is now in the building where I own an ice cream shop and a coffee shop. And the coffee shop is busy all the time. And if I walk out, I see people I know all the time. It's not that I don't love those people. It's just they're people.
It's very people-y.
It's so people-y.
It's very people-y.
And I've had to adjust to that because I could sort of escape it, mm-hmm. and go into my office and turn on the TV and do my work. And that was it. It was, I was by myself. I mean, occasionally somebody would like walk in the back door because I saw my car, but very rarely. And now I'm sort of in a traffic zone.
Yes.
It's just different.
There is no real way out of this office without going into like that main lobby area where it's very
people-y. Yeah, I can like slink out the back door if I want, but
And just hope that the ice cream parlor is.
And in no way do I like not like it. And please don't take this. Oh, if you're goodness, listening, no. Like, please don't take this into a like, oh, she doesn't like people. It's not that I don't like people. It's just a shift in my
different.
Environment.
Yep.
And that disrupts my. Well, in addition, that's one it's one layer of all of the things that I'm dealing with right now, which is I'm grieving my sort of first baby that I let go in my entrepreneurial life, right? Like that was the first business I started. So I'm sort of grieving that. I'm grieving my routine that I really loved. I'm shifting into being more involved in the other two businesses while also stepping back. I have some more time and energy that I feel like I need to fill, which is not necessarily true, but that's where my crazy party mind goes. So just lots of things that I've let myself process, but I think it got overwhelming enough that my old habit just like kicked in and was like, well, it would be a whole lot easier if you just like didn't have to feel this. And I'm pretty sure there's a bottle of Pinot Grigio somewhere in this house. And I was alone this week because my husband and son were gone. So it would have been really easy for me to do. Again, this was like a in and out thought, but enough of a thought that I was like, wow, that was really weird.
That hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened for a very long time. And I really did think it would never, ever happen to me. Mm-hmm. That rule doesn't apply to me.
That's a very common theme.
Because I think I'm so special and I'm really not. I think the older I get, the rules do apply. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like counting calories does work.
It's
you know, like cutting out sugar is great. But if you're eating 3,000 calories, it's hard to lose weight.
As it turns out, it is actually as it's always been.
It is actually math and science. Yeah. So
less in, more out.
Yeah. So I'm dealing with that stuff, but it wasn't a temptation that I ever thought. I wasn't thinking about acting on it. It wasn't like I had to phone a friend and be like, hey, I just had this thought, like talk me off the ledge kind of thing. But it was surprising enough that now it kind of put me on my toes like, oh, this is probably not the last time that I'm going to have an overwhelming feeling that's going to push me in that direction. I should break out my toolbox again.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
No, I'm super glad that you were able to share it, though, because I think that makes people understand that while you're going through this entire process, that it's a lifelong thing.
Yeah.
That it's not, hey, I did it. I'm a month in. I'm 2 months in. I'm 6 months in. I hit my 1 year. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Like it's a lifelong thing.
Yeah. And for me personally, it's just one of those things that I didn't think that I ever used emotion as an excuse to drink. Again, that rule didn't apply to me. Mm-hmm. I was just like a drinker.
Yep.
And now that I can like hindsight's 20/20, of course, but now I can see, oh, I did just drink to medicate. Mm-hmm. I was like medicating myself so I didn't have to feel certain things. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people that consider quitting drinking or they think that they might have a problem. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a rehab coach. I'm not any of these. This is only anecdotal and only comes from my experience. But I was convinced because I couldn't quit for a long time that I had some like major trauma out there, right? Like something
there had to be something.
There had to be something that happened to me that like I couldn't get out of this loop. And I've realized that that's just not the case. I've been to therapy. Like I was kind of fishing like, hey, do you think that there was something in my childhood? She's like, I hear that a lot from people that want to quit a certain habit. Like they think that it's connected. I'm not saying that some situations are not connected to that. Yep. Mine particularly wasn't. I sort of wanted it to be at one point.
Well, because that's something to point to.
It is. It's something to point to. It's kind of an excuse. It's kind of a, okay, I can fix this. Mm-hmm.
Well, because it would also allow you the freedom, like, oh, if I could fix that, then I can continue doing this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so many.
Because it was
so many.
Yeah.
So many things like that. Yeah, because it was that. Because
it was that. So it's mm-hmm. not this. It can't possibly be this that I have to actually.
It's not that rule. It's not that rule doesn't apply to me.
Oh my God, yeah. But they do. Like the laws of the universe are what they are.
They are. And the older I get, the more I realize that.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we might find some new laws of the universe now that we've got aliens confirmed, but.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't watch the news.
I love that for you.
I know. I really depend on you for my news. Like,
yeah, no.
Are
and that's,
we gonna get bombed?
That's
like, is Bridget
by whom?
I mean,
by
you're
whom?
I am not the only one that uses you as a news source. Just mm-hmm. so you're clear,
my favorite part is the people that use me as a news source but go through you to get it.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Like they'll text you yeah, to text me.
Yeah, like hey,
they're like, hey,
does Bridget know anything about this?
I love that for me.
But it turns out you do know something about it.
Sometimes.
I think maybe we got sidetracked.
Oh, weird.
Weird?
What were we talking about?
I think we were But it doesn't feel as narcissistic or bad because I'm trying to get us off me.
Oh.
Or me off.
Yeah.
Definitely either way. Either way.
It feels so good to be back.
It really does.
It really does.
We have some plans for the future.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, do you think that we should let people know about our big event?
I do. I do. This is a great segue. It feels a little bit like the momentum was broken.
Okay.
Right? And that, you know how you like you're in a good place somewhere, and then you let like one little thing like it was basically the cruise for us, right?
Yep.
That was when because Callie died
yep.
while we were on the cruise or
right.
shortly after.
Yep.
So it was like we were on such a good momentum and then we let one go and we were like, oh, we'll just get back on track. And then it takes months to get back on track. Yep. I feel like for so many things,
yep,
that's true.
I think that is true. I think that is what happened.
Yeah. Because then it makes it easy to not do it again, right? Because you've already like not done it.
I mean, on so many everything in life.
Well, everything in life. And I have been doing a lot of research on habits lately. And while it can be very black and white, right? Like, you know, you're in a very consistent, you can totally set a habit and be really consistent about it. But falling off the wagon, so to speak, if you don't get back on the horse, there's so many cliches. If you don't get back on the horse, it's really hard to get back on and it takes a really long time. I think at one point or another, you get to a point in life. I don't know if it become like comes from age and wisdom and all of that, where those times get shorter and shorter between habits, like between setting goals and getting there. I think it's just really easy to fall off the horse and then it becomes easier to not do it. And having a plan is just better.
Mm-hmm.
When I've had 1,000 day ones, I think we've talked about this a lot. And I know for myself that if I had one, it would be over.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a perfect, like, it's not exactly the perfect example, but it's a very good example. Like, you start to work out really consistently and then you miss one day. And you're like, oh, fuck, baby out with the bathwater.
Yep.
And I think that's just what happened. I mean, life gets lifey and I get that. But when this is a really good example of how it happens and how easily it happens and then how hard it is to get back.
Mm-hmm. Because you can excuse it away every time.
Yeah.
I mean, and we've been doing it for weeks.
Oh, for sure.
Like, we'll get...
We almost did it today.
We almost did it today.
Yep. where we were like, oh,
well, we'll just do this and then we'll do that. And then we'll do a podcast tomorrow, or whatever.
Which would have been weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
the situation wasn't perfect. Right.
We were going to literally mm-hmm. throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I know.
Which is super against everything I believe in as a person.
Well, you're with me now.
Right. And so like,
so let me teach you.
Right. We have managed to excuse it away because it was easy.
And one of the things that I've read about habits lately and has been interesting, I'm not sure I've totally grasped the concept. It is one of those rules that do apply to us, that the more you push stuff off, the worse it gets. And so just do it.
Just do it.
Like, you don't need to do it perfectly. You don't need to, like, just do it.
Just get back on.
Because it will always nag at you. It's always going to be that monkey on your back until you take care mm-hmm. of it.
There was a meme about this on Instagram. It said, like, why answer an email now when I can put it off and worry about it for the next 24 hours?
Or a week.
Like, that's like, yeah. Like, why do it right now when I can worry about it for days?
Like, I mean, the funniest things are so true.
Right.
And the truest things are so funny.
They're so funny. But that really is it. Like,
So I have a thing about the red dots on my Apple stuff, right? Like
we don't have this in common.
We do not.
Like in the most extreme way.
Tell me, Bridget, how many dots you have on your email right now?
139,418.
I have 42. I will tell you, so I mark things unread that need to be taken care of. Okay. I know right now that I've gotten 30 new emails since we've sat here because 12 of these are things that I need to take care of. Absolutely. Like, need to take care of, that have been sitting in my inbox for at least a month that I just keep pushing off. Oh, God. Are you going to show me?
No, I'm not, because I don't.
How do you even know what's been taken care of and what hasn't?
I just know. I just know. But this is like... These things are true. Like, do you mind if we push our call to tomorrow? I've been dreading it all day, but I'd like to dread it all day tomorrow as well. Thanks for understanding.
It's so true.
I'm really, really good about pushing stuff off like that. But it is funny. Like, I didn't
even the stuff you love.
Right.
That's the weird thing, yep. Right? Like, we love doing this podcast.
Love it.
Love it.
I actually love everything about our business. Yeah. In its entirety.
And maybe that's why it's easy to push off. And one of the things that I've been learning in all this habit research is the things that are easy to do are also the things that are not easy to do, mm-hmm. which is like the crux of it all, right? Like, it's easy to get up and eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. Well, it's also easy not to. It's easy to grab a scone.
It's also easy not to. It's easy to get up and make your bed in the morning. But it's way easier not to.
Yeah. And so I think it's like, it's easy for us to sit down and do this and enjoyable, mm-hmm. but it's also really easy not to. Yeah.
Yeah. Like every,
on so many levels for so many things.
Every 30 second email that would take, it would just take it off your plate.
I know. And then you just wouldn't have to worry about it anymore.
Yep. But instead.
Right. There's also some information about making decisions. And making them quickly mm-hmm. and just make the decision.
Yep.
You can change it later.
Yep.
But just make the decision.
Yeah.
Because those decisions also sit and take up energy.
Well, Nike has a nice slogan for that. Just do it.
It's weird.
It's weird.
I did watch that movie. It's really good.
Oh, great. I have it on my list.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. I look forward to it.
I mean, we love Jason Bateman.
Love.
Love. Love Jason Bateman.
Love Jason Bateman.
On so many levels.
Jason, let's hang out.
Jason,
Lana. Can you bring all your friends? Preferably Jen Aniston.
Yeah.
She's also very funny.
Will.
Bring Will.
Bring Sean.
Bring Sean. Bring them all. Bring them all. Bring Sandy. Like, bring them in. Bring them all. Anyway.
Tracy from Wisconsin. We'll take
Tracy
her.
Tracy from Wisconsin. Bring her in. We're in Wisconsin. Anyway, yes, we allowed that to happen because it was easy. And I think that is worth telling people.
But with
that, we had to get back on.
Yeah.
And so now
we're back.
We're back. And we're back on. You know, we had a great, you know, morning getting a whole host of subscription boxes out. We were very excited about them. We were getting back into our recording. We're going to get back out into the public. And whether or not it feels like there has been an aggressive break, we're still that excited to see you.
Yeah.
And we are going to, we're going to have this event. We are going to be excited to do it. And maybe that's our kickoff back into the public instead of where you been.
Oh, yeah. I think, I mean, people are, you can ask where we've been. We've just told you where we've been, basically. I also think that it's important to communicate and to tell people, like, it's okay to get back on the horse. It's okay to fall off.
Every time.
Every single time. It's okay to try again, because if you don't try again, what are you doing?
Like, well, and how arrogant is it to think that you're flawless?
And perfect. Like perfection is an illusion.
Right.
It's not actually true.
Yes.
And while we don't feel great, I mean, I personally don't feel great that we've taken this long stretch without activity, without explanation, because we do have people. I'm not saying thousands of people, but even if we have one person that's depending on us for
anything,
some motivation, for some inspiration, for a friend, for some communication, for whatever reason, I don't feel great about it. Also, we're human.
Right.
That is not an excuse. That is reality. We are all human, and we all get to try again until we are dead.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
it's not an excuse. It's an explanation.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
Yeah. And perfection is an illusion. And to be like, if you want to try something new, whatever that is, that has nothing to do with drinking, nothing to do with not drinking, breaking habits, making habits, whatever you're trying to do at whatever age you're trying to do it, even if you've tried once, try again. Just keep trying until you die.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we really have.
Yeah. And we can, I mean, I, yes, we feel bad.
I mean, I don't think we feel that bad.
No, not like, I mean, we're not crying, guys. No, I mean, we feel bad that there was this sort of unplanned hiatus, but
I mean, we feel bad, but we also,
also that's how it happens sometimes, guys. Like,
life gets lifey, yeah,
and life gets lifey, and that's showbiz, baby. we all we can do is get back on, and we did, and we are, and you know, we'll be far more active than we had been, but we had to probably learn this the hard way, too,
for sure,
and we had to get through it, and here we are.
And we also love that there were people out there that were like concerned.
Oh, well, the fact that
I mean, maybe we should do it every so often and just like with no explanation, just drop off the face of the earth to see how many people really care.
No, I mean, like terrible, terrible. But that being said, really cool to notice that people noticed.
Yeah.
Like people really cool to know that people noticed.
Yeah.
That means that we had been doing something right.
Yeah. And well, I think we still are.
I think
we're still alive.
No, we're still us.
Yeah.
But prior to like an actual kickoff of the season two, it is really cool to know that we were reaching people, and we will continue to reach you, and you'll continue to reach us, and that's what we do it for.
Yeah. And we like to hear ourselves talk.
And we really dig that. But we're excited about the future. We're excited about what we've been doing. We are fucking stoked about the first year.
Yeah.
And we've got at least 9 to go.
That's right.
That's the deal we had.
And before the beaker comes out.
Before the beaker. And let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. So what you can expect from season two. I think both of us are in a position right now that this podcast doesn't necessarily have to be about drinking, only drinking.
Correct.
Not drinking.
It can. I think we've discovered that
there is absolutely reason to talk about it, address it, because it's where it started.
Yes.
But life is just lifey.
And things evolve.
things evolve and we have so many things to talk about.
And I think so that, many guests that we want to have on.
So many guests. Again, aside from the little temptation witch that came a knock in, I haven't really had, I mean, the further I get away from day one, the easier it becomes. I mean, I like every day gets easier than the last day, to be honest.
Well, you were able to immediately dive into the tools that you've been using for the last almost 2 years.
Yeah. Does that mean that I don't remember what it's like those first few weeks, months, minutes, days? I absolutely remember. Mm-hmm. And we will address that because there's lots of you out here that probably still need it, still want it, still need a resource, and we want to be that for you. Mm-hmm. In addition to some of the solo podcasts we'll do together, mm-hmm. dual,
mm-hmm. what
we'll have interviews.
Yes.
In addition to us, yeah.
Oh, you confuse me because we're.
I mean, we are solo.
We are solo. We are one.
We are an army of one. Whoever came up with that
always
fucking
there,
day.
Always ready.
Bridgie found some new beer that we stuck in our subscription boxes this time. And we're going to check her out. The branding for this beer was so cute. So summery. She found it at Total Wine. If you've not listened to any part of our first season, a couple of things. One is we try a non-alcoholic option almost every time. Mm-hmm. We say every time, but sometimes we forget because, you know, now we're 45 minutes in and we're like, oh, we should probably try something.
Mostly because I really want to. Like,
yeah, this one, is so cute.
This is the cutest case of beer I have ever purchased in my entire life.
It's so cute. But
the can feels amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's a rubber. It's a rubber matte can.
It's a rubber.
We don't tell you what they are until we try it.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is,
if it sucks, we don't want you to go.
Listen, there's so many companies trying right. to make it right right now.
And we don't
want to
throw
us.
Them under the bus because we're so proud of them for trying.
And we're not big enough yet.
Yeah. And we don't want you to go out and like trash these people. And if it's really, really fun. Good.
Did you read this?
No, I was going to. Okay. I was hoping you were going to read the can for everybody.
Oh, I will. This is so cute.
And we're also trying it warm because apparently fuck the flavor profile.
Corey.
Corey. But Katie insists on trying shit warm all the time.
Yeah. It's fine.
I'm excited for this one. It's born in Northern born in Northern California.
We're going to try it before we tell you what it is. I'm going to try it. Ready? Yeah. Oh, it smells good.
It's a hazy IPA.
Oh, that's good.
Katie didn't like IPAs until she quit drinking.
That's true.
Oh, it's great.
It's even great warm. But
it's
also,
even great warm also,
there like, must have been some kind of hole in the lid because both of us just dripped all over our bosoms. Okay, let me
read. I was wondering why it was going down my chin.
So weird though, right? Both of us did it?
That is so good. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh, I really like
yeah.
it.
This is great. Okay. So
you
this
know it's good
is,
beer if it's good warm.
Yeah. This is called Best Day Brewing. Oof. Fuck it's yeah. cute. The branding is adorable. Best Day Brewing. This is the Hazy IPA, born in Northern California, brewed and packaged by Best Day Brewing, Sausalito, California, and under special agreement in Denver, Colorado. So anyway, it's 53 calories, 11 grams of carbs, 3 grams of protein, 0 grams of fat. Here's one of my biggest beefs is non-alcoholic beer has to have the calories and the nutritional facts on it, but alcoholic beer does not. Fucked up. Anyway, this is brewed for doers, surfers, climbers, early risers, free divers, chefs, gardeners, dancers, oyster farmers, dreamers, painters, builders, mothers, fathers, runners, hikers, walkers, makers, ranchers, nurses, woodworkers, teachers, skiers, bikers, doctors, hot air ballooners, entrepreneurs, clowns, bakers, tree huggers, people huggers, photographers, pit masters, neighbors, snowshoers, fishermen, fisherwomen, foragers, fans, musicians, poets, lifeguards.
It's so perfect.
It's so great.
It is so great. I'm stoked by this one. I saw it. I needed it.
We love it. Great.
It's perfect.
I mean, it tastes really good, but all of the things, like
perfect packaging, perfect everything. Actually, does it even say that the can's made by Ball?
Where? 1% for the plant. Oh, it like is the, made by Ball.
Like the fancy mason jars. It does say best refrigerated, which we say, fuck you. We'll drink your shit warm. It's still fucking good.
And still love it. Oh, it's a good one. So this is in the subscription box for July. It may go in for August as well because we got the variety pack.
Yeah, we actually got, we have a whole bunch of.
And we found this at Total Wine.
We did.
We're going to reach out to them and see if they want to be buddies with us.
Yep.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, we're excited. I love when we get good stuff. I love when we,
so good.
We're so excited.
If you want to head back on to season one, we did try some not so good stuff.
We did.
Again, we don't tell you what the not so good stuff is. But
we always tell you when it's great.
That's right. And the reason for that is we just don't want to throw the people trying under the bus.
Yep. Because keep trying.
Because keep trying.
Yeah. I mean, I love every single time somebody sends me a picture of a non-alcoholic menu somewhere. One of my cousins is in France right now, and she just sent me over a non-alcoholic menu at a restaurant in France.
Oh, that's amazing. And especially France.
Right?
They just like
put that in a
nipple, don't they?
Yeah. But it makes me really happy. It makes all of us really happy. You see a news article, you see a clip, you see an ad, you see a menu. Like, we love every time you send them to us. Oh, yeah.
Tag us. We will sing it from the rooftops for sure.
We sure will. We sure will. But yeah, this has been fun. We're excited. We're excited for season two. We're excited for everywhere we're going in year two.
Where can you find us, Bridget?
You can find us on Instagram at Mox and Cox, on Facebook at Mox.Cox, at the internets at MoxandCox.com, and you can listen to us everywhere you listen to podcasts and iHeartRadio.
I love it when you say it. It's amazing. We do have a free mocktail recipe book on our website. Mm-hmm. If you head on over to moxandcox.com, you can download that for free. We've got some pretty amazing recipes in there that we've either made up or ripped off from somebody else.
We also have our blue light specials on there, which give everybody coupons to some of these really expensive non-alcoholic spirits. Like, we have tasted all of them. We know which is the best non-alcoholic tequila, the non-alcoholic rums, non-alcoholic gins. We know the best of those, and they all are stupid expensive, which good quality things are. But we have coupons to make them, sometimes upwards of 25% off. So do that instead of paying $40 a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pay 30. Well,
pay 30 instead. So many free shipping, too, because you can't find a lot of this stuff in local liquor stores.
Yeah, almost none of it.
Total Wine does have a pretty big selection. You know,
they're getting better.
They're one aisle out of 150 aisles.
It's a quarter of an aisle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's not give them the whole aisle.
I mean,
it's a quarter of one
and
side.
And sometimes an end cap. In January, it'll be more.
In January, it'll be more because that's like when the gyms are busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did not talk about Dry July. That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Dry July is the next biggest after
January.
Dry January. And then Sober October is the next one. Mm-hmm. We will address that.
Yep.
But don't wait until Monday. Don't wait for January.
Diet starts Monday.
Yeah. This is really, really amazing. It's nice to be back.
It really is. It feels good. It's nice.
Yeah. Welcome back. We would love to hear from you. If you are listening now, we'd love to see a slide into our DMs. That would be amazing.
Say hey.
Because the little red circle of my DMs is always Bridget.
Several times a day.
So I'd love to see some new faces.
Oh, fuck you.
We will see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.